You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How to be good at sales without being pushy. So first of all, I highly suggest that you embrace the idea that being pushy isn't very effective. It's just not very effective. And so let's first talk about the difference between, and I've talked about this in Rentmakers. Okay, so persuasion versus convincing. Do you know the difference? Persuasion is getting someone to do what they already want to do for their benefit. Convincing is getting someone to do what you want them to do for your benefit. So this is quite like common questions that would fall under here is, Ray, I got a brother-in-law, he hates network marketing. How do I turn around and get him to do it? So you're asking, how do we convince someone that doesn't want to do, right, what we want them to do? Okay, that's convincing, all right? Persuasion, how do we get people to do what they already want to do for their benefit? So this would be if you talk to someone that wants to make money from home and you, by asking questions and sharing your tools and, you know, maybe samples or whatever, right? By you asking questions and just being present with them, you will get them to do what they already want to do. They want to make money from home. How do we make that process simple for them? They want to lose weight. How do we make that process simple for them? And so persuasion is to be studied, is to be admired, is to be improved upon. Convincing, you want to avoid. I don't convince anyone of anything. Like if someone comes to me, and I've had people, you know, like somehow get my number and call me and say, well, hey, dude, I'm shopping around for coaches. Why should I hire you? It's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, if you're going by price, I'm probably one of the more expensive ones. So you're going by price. Like, what is it that you've done? Right? Like, why should I work with you? How do I sell you on me? It's why should I work with you? And so that's a lot of people, they get that tangled up. They get that messed up because they think that they have to sell themselves and, you know, to everybody. Like, here's why it's great, it's ground floor, it's patent pending, it's blah, 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 right? And they think that they have to sell their thing to everybody versus, which is exhausting. It's much better to just ask questions, okay? And so we'll talk a little bit about that. I can't talk about this topic without going over posture. So posture is the belief in what you have regardless of external acceptance or approval. I'm gonna say that again. Posture is the belief in what you have, regardless of external acceptance or approval. And so most conversations, my rent makers are very familiar with this, most conversations start off like this. Hello, how are you? I'm fine, and you? And this person eventually says, hey, would you be open to taking a look at what it is that I'm doing to make some extra money on the side? Or whatever your favorite question is. Hey, would you be open to take a look at this amazing hair product that I have? Okay? And so often the prospect, right? Here's the networker. Here's the prospect. The prospect says, oh, is that one of them MLM things, man? Those things suck. And so the untrained network marketer goes, well, it's awesome, and you totally would change your life if you would do it. You should totally do it, right? So they lean in. They lean into the you know, rejection. The prospect is going this way, like, get me the hell out of here. They're asking, you know, oh, is this one of them pyramid things? Oh, I don't like these things, or these things never work, or I don't want to be, right? So they're being negative, going away, And the networker is being persistent because they were told to be persistent. And they're saying, you don't get it, man. This state's amazing. You'd be awesome. Right? And so we suggest against that. Because, by the way, this whole scenario that a lot of people do, right? This right here is being pushy, is being convincing. You're trying to take someone to do something that they don't want to do for your benefit, right? You want them to do something, so you're leaning in. You're leaning into that. Does that make sense? We suggest against that. And so when you have a prospect, and no matter who you are, you're going to get these from time to time. When you have a prospect that says, you know, oh, is this one of the network marketing hands? Oh, is this one? Right? You pull away, right? So you do something like, yeah, you know, it's not a fit for everybody. I like it, but hey, you know, may not be a fit for you. Do you know anyone that may want to make some extra money from home if we show them how to do it? So there's an absence. There's an absence of convincing, right? Just an absence of convincing. There is no convincing. We don't do convincing. We don't teach convincing. We don't want you to convince. And just so we're clear, a lot of times you've heard people say, ah, do the takeaway on them, bro. Do the takeaway. That'll get them, right? And the only asterisk that I'll put, we like the takeaway, but I put an asterisk there because some people, they take the takeaway, but they still have an addiction to the actual, sale. Right? So when we say the takeaway, we mean your takeaway, you need to be willing to walk away, right? You need to be able to go away and be okay. So if this person says, oh, is this network marketing? Like they're dead broke, right? Like they need something in their life, man. And this is network, right? And you're like, yeah, it is. You know, I really enjoy it and I like it, but hey, may not be a fit for you. Do you know anyone that may want to make some extra money from home if we showed them how to do it? Right? And so you need to be willing to walk away from that. Now, often, because this person is used to people performing for them. And so this person in the past maybe said, oh, is this a pyramid? And the person says, no, it's not a pyramid. It's legit business. You know how the corporate infrastructure works and it looks like a pyramid, right? And so they do this little song and dance show. They got a little hat with them, little, you know, wah, 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 right? And so in the past, because they've been dealing with untrained network marketers who are clueless at sales, they would do a pyramid, and they just sit down, they get a free show. It's nice. It's like, no, not y'all like that, didn't you? And so they're used to being totally negative. Oh, is this one of those pyramid scams, right? One of those schemes. They're used to getting a show, free show. Hey, is this one of the network marketing pyramid schemes? Right? And you're like, no, it's not. You know how managers and supervisors and janitors and do-do. And you go into this big stupid convincing session that is a total waste of time. And you come across as pushy. That's even worse. So not only is it a waste of time, not only is it convincing and pushy, but they get entertainment from it. That's terrible, right? It's just not good. We don't want this. And so... And imagine, like, let's say that they're a, I don't know, they're a mechanic, right? Does anybody come to their work and say, oh, one of those, you probably rip everybody off, don't you? You probably punch holes in the hoses, and you probably mess up their engine on purpose so you can make more money, don't you? See, they can't handle what they dish out. I guarantee you. They can't handle what they readily dish out. They can't do it. No one does that. No one does that to them. So they're used to, you know, being able to just wing this out there to a bunch of non-trained network marketers who aren't postured at all, who crumble like crackers and go into convincing mode, right? So they're usually just like, just taking these easy, right? Just shooting you down, and then you go off and entertain them, right? And so when you're not affected by something that would drastically affect them, you go to their work and say, oh, you're ripping people off, are you? Oh, you're an attorney, huh? You know what they call 50,000 attorneys at the bottom of the ocean, right? A good start, right? They don't have, now maybe attorneys. Maybe attorneys are used to that and they don't mind that. But most people aren't used to people making fun of what they do for a living or their career or their aspirations or their dreams. So they could not handle it. They would crumble like a cracker, but they're used to being able to do that to network marketers, right? Because you're easy pickings. When you're not affected by that, a lot of times they say, wait a minute. A lot of times it's like, whoa, they weren't affected at all by my really crappy way of communicating that I just did with them. And so your takeaway may have them come back, but don't be addicted to that. Don't be addicted to that. And so let's move forward. And let me give you some scenarios. So if, you know, if someone, and let me give you some common, you know, kind of pull away. So here's one. So I covered, you know, what I would say if it's, you know, pyramid, is this, you know, network marketing, right? So I gave you that, right? So, you know, if they ask you one of those not so great questions, you're just saying, hey, you know, I enjoy it. May not be a fit for you. Do you know anyone that might want to make some extra money from home? Okay? Real simple. Okay? So let's say, you know, I can't do this. So maybe you show them, you know, you get a little bit further, right? And you show them and they say, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. So here, you got a few different options. You got a few different options. If you know stories, because you go to your company events, which we highly suggest, then you could pull out one of your stories. You could pull out a story. So one of my favorites that I used was, if I talk to someone and they say, oh, I can't do this, I'd say, yeah, you know what, I understand what you're saying, you know. Man, I was just at a company convention, and this guy crossed the stage, and he's making $100,000 a year, and what was, you know, which isn't, you know, unique necessarily, but what was unique and powerful was he crossed the stage and gave a speech in sign language because he was born deaf. So I kind of let that sink in for a second. If you're saying you can't, well, have you ever had a tough conversation on the phone? Well, he hasn't, right? And so if you are armed with stories like I would be, and I would suggest you be, so you may have someone that, yeah, you know what, there's a homeless guy that crossed stage, there's a, you know, born deaf crossed stage, you have someone that, had been through foreclosure, you know, you can share my story, right? Learn the stories in your company, and that's very powerful. So you can do, you know, you can do stories, you can do a deflection. Okay, so a deflection would be, man, I just can't do this. Oh, okay, I understand. Well, hey, listen, we teach people how to do this extremely part-time that have no experience. Do you know anyone that might want to make some extra money if we showed them how to do that part-time and had no experience? And so that's a deflection, but it's designed in a way so that often they'll be like, well, wait a minute, you don't have to have experience? You don't have to have experience and you can do this really part-time? I've had lots and lots of people there that did that. And I said, yeah, you know, we teach people how to do it extremely part-time and they didn't have no experience. We show them exactly how to do it. Wait a minute, you show people, see? So that's a deflection. What you don't want to do is tell them, no, man, you can do this. Because what would that equate? So if you go this route, okay, if you go this route, then you're doing exactly what I said not to, right? You're in sales lingo, you're kind of dry humping them, right? They're running this way, you're like, get back here, right? So not good. I don't think I can do this. Yeah, you can. It's easy. Don't do that. Don't do that. Instead, do a deflection, do some stories. You know, you could ask clarifying questions. What is it that you think that you can't do? Now, if you are following your system, then instead of doing this, okay, you can, you can point to system. So if you're doing it the way that we suggest, and they say, oh, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can do this. You can say, well, hey, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Listen, I don't know if you realize it or not, but the video that I had you watch, that's actually the video you would share too. So if you wanted to, if you wanted to build this as a business, you remember that video that you watched? Remember that thing? Yeah. Well, literally all you would do is share that same video. And so, you know, that's the system. That's what we teach people, is just to share that same video that I had you watch. And I know some people are going to say, well, I don't have a video, right? I would maybe go upline. You probably do somewhere, or you may have some other kind of tool. Maybe it's a Sizzical, a PDF, a report, a magazine, a home meeting, a sample pack, whatever you got, right? And so they say, I can't do this. Go to stories, go to deflection, or point to the system. And that they're plugging into a system, okay? I would not brick wall them and say, I can't do this. Yes, you can. That's not effective. That's being pushy again, right? What was our definition of convincing? Trying to get them to do what we want them to do for our benefit, right? And so we don't want to be convincing. We don't want to be pushy, okay? If you, instead of trying to memorize a bunch of scripts, I mean, we do have like a bunch of scripts in our script book. We have how to overcome certain objections. So we got like 10 powerful questions in here. We got like 27. We have 27 common questions asked on social media and how to overcome them. And then we have 10 very powerful questions to boost your recruiting. And so we do have that, but at the end of the day, don't just solely rely on scripts. Rely on energy, okay? You're gonna start off here, right? You just are. And where does it go from there, okay? Where does it go from there? And so let's use a different example. So let's say that I ask them, hey, did you watch the video? And they said, yeah, I watched the video and it sucked. It was the worst thing of all time. Okay, what are they doing? And by the way, if I called your name out, the two people I called out, send a message to support@higdongroup.com. They'll have your name on file. And if you are wanting, some people asking for the script book, rankmakershop.com, rankmakershop.com, if you do want to order them. Very affordable, and we have packs of 10. And we have probably, a dozen leaders that have ordered 200 packs of these things for their team. So if you want to order more, we do offer discounts if it's a substantial order, like 100, 200. So someone says, hey, did you watch the video? Yeah, I did, and it sucked. I hated it. It's the worst video of all time. It's like Matthew McConaughey in Serenity, right? And you're like, ooh, ouch, right? And so what are they doing? They're moving away. So what would a non-trained person do? You're an idiot. It's a great video. Don't go against their opinion. It's their opinion. Don't go against it. Stop trying to convince them of how you think and instead ask questions. Hopefully the obvious question, well, at least for my rank makers, because y'all have seen me train, but the obvious question, obvious question. I'm following up with someone who did watch the video, but they say the video sucked. The obvious question? Well, I'm just curious, why'd you watch the video? What were you hoping to gain? What were you hoping to solve in your life by watching the video? What would you, if you had a magic wand, what would that video have done for you? Okay? What were you hoping to see in that video? Now, never, not one time have I had someone give me an answer that the company couldn't help with. I've never had someone say, "Well, I was hoping I could, pour it on my plastic cups and they turn into gold goblets. I was hoping I could sprinkle it on my hand and have my pinky grow back that I lost in the war. I was hoping that," right? Like, they never say it. They'll say things like, "I was hoping I could make some money. I was hoping I could do this part-time. I was hoping that I could do it as a single person or as a couple. I was hoping that y'all had tools. I was hoping I didn't need sales experience," right? All of these things I've heard, and all of these things are easily overcame, right? You just don't, why, if you get someone to watch a video, you're in power. So I have recruited hundreds of people that hated the video. The video isn't where we stop. Now, do I hope they like the video? I hope they do, but it doesn't hinge on my success. If I get them to just watch the video, why'd you watch the video? What were you hoping to see? What were you hoping to gain? What problems were you looking to solve? What desires were you hoping to attain by watching that video? Well, I was hoping to make money and part-time, blah, 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 blah. I've never had someone say something that the company, the product, the service couldn't actually help with. And so ask more questions. In any of these scenarios, am I being pushy? See, being pushy is when you're trying to get someone to do something that they don't want to do. I wouldn't ever be pushy, okay? And so I hope this was helpful to you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.